New cyber weapons have been developed that target the industrial control systems that are essential to critical infrastructure. Some nations already have sections of their militaries devoted to cyber offense. The world is changing, and many say that the U.S. is currently ill-prepared to engage in the new cyber battleground, especially since much of our critical infrastructure is owned and operated by members of the private sector. The government cannot just send the military to protect private businesses and make sure that their cybersecurity systems are safe. But inaction isn't an option either. Congress has introduced many cybersecurity bills in the last few years, many of which address the need for more communication between the private sector and government on cybersecurity issues, but none have garnered enough bipartisan support to pass. Something needs to be done soon before a major catastrophe strikes and the first available legislation is then rushed through the process. Setting new guidelines now could not only help lessen the effects of a potential cyber 9/11, it could also help reduce the need for a cyber Patriot Act. Ever since he took office, President Obama has emphasized that cybersecurity concerns were a priority in his administration. When President Obama gave his most recent State of the Union address, he announced that he had signed an executive order to support federal cybersecurity efforts. An executive order is a legally binding order that the president issues to the executive branch. In the federal government, the executive branch includes administrative agencies like the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS. An executive order directed at these agencies would be legally binding, but this does not mean it makes new law. It only clarifies or imposes obligations that are consistent with existing law. And in the cybersecurity area, the Homeland Security Act authorizes the DHS to do many things in the interest of protecting critical infrastructure and cybersecurity, at least when the critical infrastructure owners request the assistance voluntarily. The Improving Critical Infrastructure Cybersecurity Executive Order relies on existing law to set forth an initial proposal and a timeline. The order emphasizes the importance of protecting both security and civil liberties. To protect privacy, the order requires the adoption of privacy protections based on fair information practice principles. There are 8 of these principles, and they focus on protecting personally identifiable information. The order also requires DHS to expand the voluntary Enhanced Cybersecurity Services Program to all sectors of critical infrastructure, which would include making available classified cyber threat information to eligible companies and service providers. The biggest recommendations of this executive order pertains to the development of a cybersecurity framework, emphasizing voluntary consensus standards and technology-neutral industry best practices. The order also directs DHS to develop incentives to promote participation in the Critical Infrastructure Cybersecurity Program. But it will be a while before we start seeing any changes from the executive order. The first deadlines are 120 days from February 13th, the date when the order was signed, and the preliminary cybersecurity framework is not required to be published until 240 days after the signing, with the final cybersecurity framework being required within a year of the signing. So, in the meantime, we can wait and see if Congress can pass cybersecurity legislation by February 2014. I'm Jay Kasin.